He played a chabol, a detective, a baseball player, a hotelier, a doctor, a lawyer, a grim reaper, a gumiho, and so many more different characters. He's a fashion icon, a talk show host, a variety show star. In short, a wholesome entertainer. That is Lee Dongwook for you. Poonam and I have been big fans of him. We are here today to talk about what makes us love his work and look forward to more from him. We are joined by two guests, Preeti and Surat, who are also big fans of Lee Dongwook. Let's start with Preeti. Preeti, so tell us about your K-drama journey and what made you notice Lee Dongwook and become his fan?
Sure. So my journey into K-drama world, I think like the rest of the world, it started in 2020 at April. I feel like it's a birthday gift I gave myself. Like everybody else, I started with Crash Landing on You, but then I quickly diverged from there. And then I started looking up works of writers that I like. So it started with the lady who wrote Crash Landing on You. And then I discovered Kim Eun Suk, thanks to you, Sanghi. And I think I just went on and on. Coming back to Lee Dongwook, my book love was like a slow burn. I did not realize that I loved Lee Dongwook for the longest time. How? I loved the drama, My Girl. It is just a very well-made, very well-written drama. I thought Lee Dahi acted a little extra, I mean, OTT. She could have toned it down by like maybe 1 or 2 points. Lee Jung Ki, a second lead, his hair is terrible. But Lee Dongwook looked like a baby. And more than him and it's the looks, I think I watched My Girl 3 times in 2020. And eventually I said, okay, I think I like Lee Dongwook. I need to branch out into more and then I should look at more. At that point, I had seen few other Kim Eun Suk's works. So I said, okay, let me give it a hand with Goblin. So Goblin as a drama, to be honest, as a love story, it's not one of my favorite love stories. It's not one of my favorite dramas, but I'm a huge Kim Eun Suk fan. So I love her writing, her dialogues and everything. And one of her trademarks is the witty banter that she puts in between all the leads in the dramas. That's what my friend Sangeeta and Priya were mentioning when they said that the bromance in Goblin was awesome. Lee Dongwook, I think, heightened the role of the Grim Reaper purely by being himself and being so handsome and wearing those black coats and everything. There's also a sad angle to that. So, you know, you go, your heart goes for the guy who could never have his love, who can't remember why he is being a Grim Reaper, all of that. Tale of the Nine-Tailed released. To be honest, I think in that drama, I only watched it for how handsome Lee Dongwook. It's a good drama. I mean, it's fun. You can watch it. But oh my God, there are some scenes I remember going over and over again. It's the one in which he gets resurrected in hell. I don't remember what follows it and what comes after, but oh my God, the way he gets up and the background music and those eyes and that hair.
And the hanboks.
By the time I watched Nine-Tail is when I realized, oh my God, wait, I think I absolutely love Lee Dongwook. And this is so different from the other K-drama loves I've had. Hunbin, I crushed hard on Hunbin for the first 1 month. I watched Crash Landing on You like 3 times back to back. But with this case, I think I realized this after watching like what, My Girl 3 times and Goblin once and then Tale of Nine-Tail and endless scrolling on Instagram for more pictures of Lee Dongwook. You know, where else is he? What is he doing? And I think I only finished Wild Romance, I think, last week. It's not my definition of a great K-drama. But I think that's where the brilliance of Lee Dongwook came on screen, is the chemistry was terrible. And yet, I watched the drama. And he was so awesome as the drama went on. So I now realize that it's not just the work of the writer or the director, how they extract work out of him. Lee Dongwook is awesome because he just brings something onto the screen. And hence, now I'm a fan for life.
Surat, it's your turn to talk about how did you get started with K-dramas and when did you land up on Lee Dongwook?
K-drama started with me pestering Sangeeta what to watch. I think like everybody else does on Twitter. And then I follow Sangeeta on Instagram. You keep track of what's happening and she likes Lee Dongwook. And I'm like, who is this guy? I don't know, right? So I start go and follow him and, you know, start liking everything. Then Sangeeta one day says, now it's become flip side. You are liking more pictures than before me. And that's when I actually watched Goblin the first time. in Goblin, like Preeti said, I didn't like the story as much, but just those two walking in the dark in those lovely clothes and the friendship and the cooking together and all of that. Just because of that, I went and watched Touch Your Heart. I think I watched him more for the clothes and the looks and the last scene in Touch Your Heart. Okay, this is exactly what I saw this whole 16 hours for. So that, and then of course the Tale of the Nine Tail came in and Sangeeta and I started watching it together. So I would like, okay, scene, you know, first episode, this is what's happening. And, you know, we kind of got into this whole zone of discussing it. So yeah, Lee Dong-wook, I haven't watched too much. These are the three things that I've watched, but I love him, you know, for the rest of my life, I think.
So. Can you tell him how much you love him? Like rest of your life, I understand how much you love him more than say somebody else.
That's a tricky question. Sangeeta and I have come to a conclusion that one heart is not enough. Exactly. So we have hearts for Yoon Bin.
We made space for Yoo Yoon Suk somewhere in between. And
we have a heart for Lee Dong-wook. And it's getting bigger.
I would never cheat too.
My first drama was because it was my first. And I think Lee Min Ki, probably it's just me and Sangeeta who like him as much as we do.
No, he's a good actor, definitely. But yeah, I don't swoon over him like I swoon over Lee Dong-wook.
Agree, absolutely. But you know, there's a small place in your heart, you know, for him as well.
So I've recommended Goblin to quite a few people. Among those people, Preeti hadn't watched till then. And most of the other people who have watched, they haven't really cared so much for Lee Dong-wook. So when I recommended it to Surat also, I wasn't sure if she'll like him so much. Then after she finishes and she's like, oh man, this Lee Dong-wook, what is he? And I was like, there you are. Then we talked endlessly about him.
But you know what, Sangeeta? Not everybody can notice Lee Dong-woo in the first go. Like, for example, me, I noticed him Scent of a Woman several years ago. In that drama, he was sweet, young, and he gave this feeling that he has eyes only for this woman. That's the quality we look for, right? Somehow, I noticed in Park Dim Away. I wasn't pursuing him and I wasn't trying to find him or his dramas. And then Sangeeta in 2020 told me to watch Touch Your Heart. And she said that that guy has grown old. Then I looked at Touch Your Heart and he is not looking like himself at all. And that made me so angry. Like, how can you make such a good looking guy to make him look like that? But he had good chemistry with Yuna and he played a fantastic lawyer with a sense of duty. Completely looks down upon you if he feels like that you're not doing your duty. And equally empathetic. He acted so really well, but doesn't look like this. And I really need to see more of his stuff to revert back to his original glory. So I started watching Bubblegum and Wild Romance. And that's when it was settled in my heart that, okay, that's it. I like him. And I like him more than any other Korean oppa so far. And like Preeti was saying earlier, he's not my idea of male beauty. So I would have never imagined that I will, you know, like this guy with a completely pale skin. And
exactly, that was something inexplicable. When I started liking him also, I was like, okay, this guy is not somebody who will fit into my perfect image. But imagine guys who I've liked previously, Shah Rukh Khan or Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, none of them fit at all. So this guy is so unique and so different. And what is so unique about him? I was so intrigued by why I liked him so much in Goblin. That's why I had to watch every single work of his to figure out if I'm mad somewhere, some connection has gone wrong, or if that guy is indeed captivating.
But him eating ice cream, him talking to the kids, him being, you know, just him, I think most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, totally. maybe it's just that, not necessarily the looks. But yeah.
So Lee Dong-wook in any manner doesn't fit my idea of male beauty. It's just because of his acting and because of the characters he has played has been different. He just crept into my heart. There is no other word for it. It's just his acting. I will have to say that. And now I accept everything about him.
Exactly. Like we discussed, all of us, he's not our idea of male beauty. What is so unique about him that makes him so special to us? What really attracted me to him in his portrayals? He's so unique in the typical characters that he plays. The typical chaebol, when Lee Dong-wook does it, it's different. In My Girl or in Scent of a Woman, it's entirely different from any typical chaebol characters that you see. The comedy he does, it's unique. He doesn't do comedy like other stars, be it slapstick like he does in Wild Romance or even the subtle comedy that he does in My Girl or Touch Your Heart, it's very unique. Even characters like, say, Lawyer, where he's being an attorney, both in Touch Your Heart and Partner, he's so different. He's not like your typical attorney. You talk about the other legal dramas like, say, Suspicious Partner or Hyena. The typical lawyer characters that you see, they're aggressive. They're all the time going behind, chasing people. Though he does it, it's not like his character doesn't do it, but he does it in his own way. That is something very unique and captivating about him, I feel. Preeti, so what do you think is unique about Lee Dong-wook? What captivated you?
I'll talk about two aspects, the objective and the subjective. Objective, it's that body. It's totally that kind of a body that I really love to see in men, in on screen and in real life also. I mean, I have a type, and Lee Dong-wook's body is exactly that type. His face, like we've all already discussed, is not the ideal face for me, but then I don't think I have a face type. I have a body type. It's the body. So completely objectifying him. There is one episode in Tale of the Nine-Tailed. I think he's in that hell, and he is obviously shirtless. Just that scene in which he's held by the chains and then he's just standing there. I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
That's the objective part.
That's the objective part. See, what do I otherwise like about him is he can carry a scene by himself. He has this certain playfulness. I think it's in the eyes when he's on the screen. And sometimes he puts on that innocent face. So I was just looking at one of the clips of his where I think this is again in Tale from the Nine-Tailed, which is, it's in that drama that I graduated to a strong book lover. So in that, I think he's eating ice cream and he's like, oh, and okay, you can see it in his face. Again, this is cute if you think it is cute. That's why it's all subjective. There's all these very specific Wook mannerisms that I think are very cute about him. And then the entire presence. He's on the screen and you literally can't look anywhere else.
So talking of Tale of the Nine-Tailed, Surat and I have crushed on Lee Dong-wook enough on Tale of the Nine-Tailed. We would discuss every single episode and we would talk about, oh my God, look at him, his action scenes, his this scenes, that scene. So Surat, tell us about your admiration for Lee Dong-wook and what attracts you to him.
I think Preeti's covered the objective piece, so I won't repeat. But on the subjective part, I think, I don't know. I mean, I just find him cute when he's with kids, even in Tale of the Nine-Tailed, all those scenes with a little kiddo and then him eating ice cream, pretty, I mean, I don't know, I just like his mannerisms. I think I just the way he dresses, the way he walks, just about everything about him. So
yeah, especially in Tale of the Nine-Tailed, it was as if he's having a ball in that character. It was so unlike most of his previous characters where they were trying to make him grumpy all the time, like say Touch Your Heart, Scent of a Woman, wherever he's all this broody, grumpy character. Only two dramas which brought out the real Lee Dong-wook were Wild Romance and Tale of the Nine-Tailed, where he's this flamboyant self, he's just having fun. He wants to, he's like, okay, I'm on the screen, look at me.
Enjoy me.
He had that aura about him, right?
Who walks with a red umbrella, yeah, right? Like, and you'll still like him.
I swear.
Red embroidered umbrella. But I think that you guys covered another point which I missed. In those dramas, he feels like himself. I started watching Because I Love to Talk, that Wook Talk. As a person, I think he's a very fun person. That shows through. Exactly. Obviously, he's acting even, yes, in that Wook Talk, even though it's a reality show. But then you can see the fun person coming out. And that comes out in the Tale of the Nine-Tailed. He's just, you know, the role is made for him.
So Sangeeta and I have talked a lot about his offline and off-screen appearances where he comes across as totally grounded person. He's not pretending, completely himself. He's witty naturally, makes jokes on himself. And there was one clip where he was telling us, how did he become so handsome? He's like, I was born like this. My mom was surprised to see me like that. It didn't sound at all that he was boasting. It didn't sound that there was a fake modesty about it. It just sounded witty. Same thing, that talk that you talked about. I haven't seen a proper episode of that talk, but I saw so many clips of it. And he's just being himself behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. He's asking questions normally. There is no hint that this is a star that you're watching. And yet you are watching a star because you can just see how well-groomed he is.
Exactly. You become a star because of your presence, not because you say so. So that is really proven true in Lee Dong-wook's case. So another thing that I want to talk about is how he interacts with other actors. It's not just about the female lead. Even female lead, most of the female leads you won't even notice. And some of them are really badly written characters or you don't really like them so much. Like even Wild Romance, though the character is that bad and you hate it, you just want to watch it because he shows such great chemistry with her. And even in a drama like Partner, they don't have a romance track. But still, he has a spark with Kim Yeon-ju. She is 3 years older than him in real life. And even in the drama, she's married. She has a child and she's assisting him. Though they have absolutely zero romance, there are some scenes, cute scenes, which are so sweet. And he shows chemistry with her. Not just female stars, like I said, even the male stars like Kim Bum in Tale of the Ninetale. You can actually see the brotherly affection. Goblin is, I'm sure the whole world has talked about the bromance.
And Gong Hyo is his friend off screen as well, because that was his, probably one of the first guests invited yes. on his talk show.
Yes. Even with the older actors, like in Hotel King, Lee Do-kwa plays his father character. It's a very strenuous relationship that they share in that whole drama. I generally don't recommend to Lee Dong-wook lovers to watch the drama also, because he's grumpy most of the time and there's nothing interesting happening in the drama. So I don't recommend. But the relationship that he shared with his father character, that was quite good. So any other characters?
Even the one with that Harmony. Tale of the Ninetale. What amazing chemistry. I mean, this is not romance, but how cute he is with that Harmony. And then even with female lead in Goblin.
Kim Go-eun, right? Yeah, you're right. That whole friendship.
Yeah, everywhere he goes, he brings in that friendship. So Mr. Sunshine is a class apart in terms of how bromance comes out, by the way. For all Goblin fans, I will say go watch Mr. Sunshine. So I have imagined Lee Dong-wook as one of the leads in Mr. Sunshine. Like, how handsome would it be? He shines through those chemistry roles, especially true in the case of Wild Romance. He pulls the weight of the drama on those lean, mean, handsome shoulders, and then he makes the drama stand up, is what I feel. By the way, I don't go searching for behind the scenes all that often, but I think there was one for Goblin, in which actually Kim Eun-seok is telling in the press conference how she always wanted to work with Gong Hyo, and he has been turning her down, and this is when he finally accepted to work with her. Immediately, Lee Dong-wook is on the same stage, so he says, "It's not the case with me. I've always wanted to work with Kim Eun-seok and she's never picked me." I'm like, what confidence it takes to actually say something like, I mean, in Indian movie scene, I know Indian male actors crack some jokes all the time because it's different. But I am assuming that when it comes to the Korean or the Asian world, it might not be easy to crack jokes on yourself. And even in book talk, I think in the start part, he says, "I like to talk. So I told them to make a show for me to talk." I'm like, okay, so you can talk. You really can talk off screen. One of the other redeeming qualities of any actor is, you know, can he really carry himself off screen? Like Shah Rukh Khan. He's amazing off screen.
I think what we talk so much about his looks, and especially me, his acting skills are very underrated because of his godly looks. But you know what? He's a great actor. The thing that you pointed out, Preeti, about him have the confidence to say that, hey, you didn't pick me. But the thing is, there is an inherent honesty, his grounded sincerity, which is what he brings to each part. Sangeeta was saying that in Touch Your Heart, he plays a lawyer. He's a hotshot lawyer, but it doesn't come across like he's one of those rock stars. While he is the rock star of the firm, but he sounds more like a sincere, grounded lawyer who does best at what he's supposed to do. But he's not show off. Similarly, he's the jock in Wild Romance, and he's like top pitcher of his team, but yet he's the dumbest. And he does it with such sincerity. He plays that dumb jock. It's lovable.
That's true, yeah.
Just one more thing I will say. In Scent of a Woman, there is one scene where he's berating Kim Suna, his leading lady, about not being honest with him about her health or whatever right from the beginning, and put him in a situation where he has fallen in love with her. I'm not giving the plot away, but synopsis clearly says that she is a terminal patient. So when he is berating her and he's full of pain, it still doesn't seem bad. It still seems very empathetic. He doesn't sound like an angry guy at all. Even in his anger, you sense love. That's an underrated skill. It's a fantastic acting skills which get overshadowed by his looking good all the time.
Absolutely. So that is one thing what I wanted to say about the flamboyant part that you're talking about, how he's so rich in all these characters that you've talked about. He's rich. And look at the cars that he drives in these dramas, the red sports cars in both Wild Romance and Scent of a Woman. Any other drama, any other actor, generally when they're shooting a driving scene or it is around a car, you see this buildup around the whole scene, where the way he's sitting, the way they're driving, and even the videos that they share. But you look at Lee Dong-wook, he'll do it like he's the character. I'm a rich guy. I'm playing a chebol. So I'm bound to have this bigger car. So I'm sitting and driving. Those who admire him, we can still look at him and go in awe of him. Oh my God, look at him. But he doesn't make that. He brings it out with his performance, not by this aura or by this whole build up or show off with his persona. So that is a very admirable quality.
See, he doesn't rely on these other external parameters too. Other actors don't say that he's a good looking guy. In Tale of the Nine-Tailed, it does happen. People are clearly visibly talking about how handsome he is. But then, see, there is no assisting from other parameters like script or the director or the photography to elevate him to a handsome man level. He's born handsome and then he knows he's handsome and then he's just walking about being handsome and then being all awesome and acting. And we see the acting bit there.
They do that to him in Life. There's a drama called Life where the secretary character keeps saying, oh, he's handsome. But Life is much different. He doesn't have too much of a romantic track either. I mean, there is, but it's like a side as an afterthought thing.
In the Tale of the Nine-Tailed, he makes that cooking rice all through the thing. He's shown that he cannot cook, and then he cooks that rice, and I'm like, "Koi mere liye bhi bana de," you know. It's like,
hey, on forums I read that he also acted like an anti-hero role. Is it Strangers from Hell?
Strangers from Hell, yeah. He plays a sort of a psychopathic killer. I haven't watched the drama, so I really don't know much about the role, but that is what I get from whatever Janta is talking about.
I think I want to go and then watch that, because see, I mean, it's easy to like an actor when he's being cute and handsome and then, you know, being a rich person and generally handsome. But I think I want to go and then watch one of those. I just don't know if I have the stomach, but I for him, I might want to watch non-hero.
You loved him being an idiot also, Preeti.
I love him. I just...
Wild Romance.
I know, I mean, Wild Romance, that... I don't know where I can start and where I can end. Wild Romance is cute. He's cute when he finds his long-lost love come back. That lady comes in and then he's asking questions. Will she like it? Will she be able to do this? And he's all cute in there. But I think I have a lot of problems with all the portrayals were written in Wild Romance and everything. But purely, he pulled it off. That's another thing, by the way. Maybe it's because I like Lee Nong Wook, but then when he is emoting on screen, I want to reach into the screen and then hug the man and then, you know, comfort him. Like, I think a prominent scene is the one in Goblin where he's trying to remember why he cannot remember anything. And then he's all sad. And then he's that one tear that rolls out of his eye when he looks at that picture of the sister of Gong Yoo. My feeling was, you're poor Grim Reaper. Let me just reach into the screen and then hug you. Obviously, it's not because he's handsome. I just wanted to hug a person who's in such pain. That's the feeling that I got. To be able to evoke such emotions in me, I think he's a great actor.
The Wild Romance confession scene is a mix of comic plus sincerity. Like, it starts from the elevator where she's ignoring him, as if, you know, he's a molester, and he's like offended and he follows her around. Like, so it's a lot of comic timing involved in there.
True.
And then when he makes the confession, she says something like, if you do this and I'm like an idiot, I will think that you love me. And he's like, that's true. Think it that way. Think it that way. They're like not romantic words at all. But the way he says it, the whole feeling of his is in there in those words. It's just an expression and his feeling. That's his skill. And that's why I basically like him out and out, because he can make any character believable. Like you said, there's nothing right in Wild Romance about the parts that have been written, but he's able to pull it off purely because of his sincerity. Somewhere I read, actors bring real soul into their parts they play, some part of themselves. I think his that groundedness, the sincerity, that comes into each part he plays. Which is why, you know, we find it so relatable.
Some characters that he does, say A Bittersweet Life and Blade Man, you're talking about, he makes it believable. A Bittersweet Life is such a difficult drama to watch. Like, Poonam is watching it right now, and we've been discussing so much after each episode that she watches, because it's about these extramarital affairs. And Lee Dong-wook is the other guy. He's facing all this guilt because of his friend who dies. So you get to see that in the first couple of episodes only. So you get to understand the whole plot pretty much in the first two episodes. But the way he portrays that character, in fact, in one of the recent interviews, when they asked him about his characters, the earlier characters that he played, so he was saying, I was young and naive at that point of time, and I don't think I would have the guts to do that at this point of time. That character is so unique, even for K-dramas, even for melodramas at that time. That is a very, very different drama and a very different character. And Blade Man is outrageous, just outrageous. He is supposed to have some, I don't know if it is a supernatural ability or a flaw, but when it is raining or if he's angry, there are some blades that are supposed to come out of his body and he ends up hurting people. And so it's really crazy and the whole drama is very silly. It tests your love for Lee Dong-wook. If you happen to watch the drama, it's the height of test of your love for Lee Dong-wook. Can you finish this drama? Then you really love him.
He sounds like a Korean mutant.
Exactly.
I'm amused by that premise, by the way. He has blades coming out of his body. Okay, that's weird. I want to go and then look up at least a few scenes on this. I actually was thinking about one more thing where, you know, the emotion part of it. I think My Girl, was it his first ever breakout drama? So I don't think he was a star or anything. So there's no...
Yeah, My Girl made him the star.
So there was no preconceived notion you coming to the screen saying, okay, he's a star. So in that, he's just a normal 24-year-old boy. There's one scene, I think, in which he holds that lying coin in his pocket and then he holds it tight and then he's telling her, he's telling the female lead, would you still want to be my cousin forever? I will care for you forever. I like dramas where you can't get your love. I mean, I like it. I like it when people are pining.
What a sadist you are.
I feel like the depths of love, I'm bullshit, okay? I'm not a romantic. I like stuff where they're pining and they can't get together. I was like, oh my God, what a poor kid. So the thing is, I felt for that kid who cannot be with the person he loves. I watched My Girl 3 times for different reasons. I love the plot. I love the background music. Every time my Spotify plays that song, I immediately want to go back and watch an episode. I'm like, this is terrible. I can't watch 16 hours over and over again just because a song comes up on my Spotify. And I have like 5 songs of My Girl on my Spotify list. I have also watched My Girl for how awesome he is. And then that sad face without being sad. There's another scene in which he's sitting. He sees in a prior scene that she ends up leaning on his friend's shoulder. He can't act anything. But then they're back there in a car and then riding on the way back. And then it's like, come, lie on my shoulder. There's a memory I want to wipe. I thought that is so cute. I know this is writing, but he was so cute even in doing that.
Right. That was the cutest scene, seriously.
I think we should also talk about his sincerity. For example, those Nore Bang scenes, as in the karaoke scenes, the songs that he sings in My Girl.
Yeah.
Where, on that Korean tour thing that happens. And I have a similar scene. He sings a duet because it was on the bucket list of the leading lady. Calls her out and they sing a song together. We have talked about it in the song episode, but Lee Dong-wook may not be a great singer. But again, when he sings, feel sincerity. I saw some meet and greet recordings of Scent of a Woman. And there as well, he was singing some songs with leading lady Kim Suna. I had much joy watching it. Maybe because he is singing with joy and that's why I'm having joy watching it. It was heartwarming.
I think it's an example of how if you bring your most sincere self into the work you're doing and you have fun when you're doing it, people will love seeing you do it.
Exactly.
Obviously, this is very true for actors because they are in the public eye the entire time. But then if you're a happy person, if you're a sincere, genuine person, and then you're just bringing it. So you're behind the scenes or in your reality shows, no matter where you are, you're like, you're just being a fun person to be around.
Sangeeta calls him a happy person.
Yes.
Sangeeta has many times said that.
He's just content and happy with whatever he's doing. He's not like this, okay, I'm a star, look at me, I'm a star, give me the attention. He's never like that. He's very chilled out.
And all his interviews, you'll see him say things like, I want to improve, I want to be better.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a very Korean thing to do, but you know, you'll see that kind of sincerity come across. And I'm like, okay, you are 41, you're probably one of the best looking people in the world. You want to do better.
He's such a successful model, international model, not just in Korea. And even then, he's like all the time saying that I want to improve. That's really good. Yeah. So let's talk about the favorite scenes. My most favorite drama forever will be My Girl. I don't think that's going to change for a long, long time unless something really mind-blowing comes, which I doubt. I was so bowled over by his subtle emotions in that. All the struggle that he has, the inner struggle, nothing shows up like some of the scenes that Preeti has talked about, right? The taxi scene where he's saying that, okay, lean on me because I have a memory to forget. And even the scene where he takes her away, that is like one of my most favorite scenes because cutest scenes in the drama and one of the most acute confession scenes also. Till that time, they both know that they like each other, but they haven't really confessed to each other. But at that time, Lee Dong-wook realizes that if I don't do it now, then she's going to be my cousin. She's going to be announced publicly as my cousin, and I'm never going to get her. So that is when he suddenly realizes this, and he's actually supposed to go to Jeju, but because it's snowing, it reminds him of Lee Dahe, and he's like, no, I have to go now. So he rushes there and he just takes her away from there, right? There's no dialogues. He just goes there, hugs her and takes her away. When they're going in the car, in her typical con artist funny way, comical way, she's asking him that, you know, do you like me? And he's like, yeah, don't you think so? Why not? So it's like such a comical confession scene. It just builds up so naturally. I think that is one of my most favorite romantic scenes and confession scenes in K-dramas.
By the way, I was just thinking one other scene which I really like of him with the girl. I mean, a scene in Tale of the Nine-Tailed, again, towards the last half, where they both are imagining how their life could be if they're together, and in which he talks about how he wants to be a house husband, and then she walks into the house. That entire sequence is so beautiful. I replayed it for my husband because that is our ideal world, my and my husband's. And okay, I'll be the one working hard and you'll be the one taking care of the house and the kitchen and then feeding and then asking me questions why I'm home late. I thought it was a very genuine life scene shown so well on screen.
Surat, do you tell me what is your most favorite Lee Dong-wook scene, be it romantic or whatever?
I mean, there's so many, right? Like the one where he cooks rice, I've already spoken about it. It's probably, you know, one of my favorite scenes from Tales of the Nine-Tailed. Then the scene when he basically comes back in the end, you know, you don't think about things and suddenly he's come out of the way and you're like, oh, I didn't think this is going to happen, right? So that, In Touch Your Heart, the last scene, I think I can go on, man. I think there's just so much nice about him. So
I know how much you love Lee Dong-wook. So tell me, who do you like watching him with?
I just like him eating mint chocolate ice cream.
A female lead, have you liked anybody so far? I think I know the answer.
Yeah, good question, man.
So who would you like to see him with?
I don't like him with anybody. He's just nice himself.
Same here, yeah. I don't want to pair him with anybody.
So when Sangi asked that question, I wondered how putting two heavyweights like Jun Ji Hyun and Lee Dong-wook in one screen would be like. I mean, the sheer beauty on that screen, the screen would explode because of how gorgeous both of them would be. And how would their chemistry work? Because Jun Ji Hyun, just purely gorgeous by herself, I think she can just light up any screen. And we've spoken about Lee Dong-wook and how awesome he could be.
Absolutely.
Imagine them together. I don't know if it could even work. A combination of that level could even work. But
both are similar, by the way, in terms of their presence or also in terms of their comic timing and all of that. I can imagine both of them being.
So imagine what kind of a masterpiece can come. This would be my dream. I'm just making it up as I'm going. Written by Kim Eun-suk. I don't care who directs it. It has to be a fantasy-based drama. Where maybe this guy is the Gumiho, awesome looking Gumiho. She has to be the mermaid because I can't get over how gorgeous she is. That would be my ideal Lee Dong-wook drama, I guess.
I would want him to be a detective or a police.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
totally.
Ends up in Goblin.
Oh, yeah. Completely agree.
Absolutely.
There is a cop drama waiting to happen with him. Leslie.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, and my favorite pairing, I just thought, you know, whom I loved seeing him with is Harmony in that Tale of the Nine-Tailed.
Oh, yeah. That is too cute. That's true.
Favorite pairing of Lee Dong-wook on screen has to be with Gong Yoo because of how awesome their banter is on screen. And though the credit goes to the writer again, but how awesome. They both are very genuine and honest on the screen with each other. Gong Yoo is a great actor. So I think that is a favorite pairing. And Lee Dahe, I mean, purely because I've watched the drama so many times, I think she's good.
So ideal pairing, if I have to think about it, maybe I'd like to see him with Soyeji because they both have this power. Soyeji is so powerful on screen. She's just amazing. You have to watch her and then she opens her mouth and you'll be like, wow, what a voice. How much power. Lee Dong-wook and Soyeji will make that amazing firecracker combination on screen.
No, I was just saying now that you've mentioned, yes, definitely.
All right. I have a couple of questions. What do you think about Lee Dong-wook's dancing skills? Do you think he can dance? Have you seen him dance?
I saw in one that reality on the stage thing he was doing. It's such a cute video. He's doing this. I mean, it's like a baby. But yeah, I don't know.
The Tango in Scent of a Woman.
Tango, yeah. But he's supposed to be a bad dancer in Tango Scenes. But yes, he brings so much chemistry.
He's a bad dancer in Tango. Because I've seen Kim Suna dance with Cha Sung Won in City Hall. She does a tango there. And then you watch, she's doing tango with Lee Dong Wook in Scent of a Woman. And you feel like, oh no, okay, he can't dance tango.
But he brings a lot of chemistry to tango.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And cute man. Absolutely.
With those dimples. He'll go like this and he'll go like this.
Totally. Have you watched any of Lee Dong Wook movies? His acting journey generally, do you guys have any view on that?
What movies are there?
Heartbreak Library.
Okay, I will go and then look up because...
He's going through FOMO right now.
Yes. I mean, it's like in 2 hours, I can get so much Lee Dong Wook. Heartbreak Library, is it? Okay, let me look it up.
Yeah, I like Heartbreak Library and I watched The Perfect Couple also. I like them. They're not like most of the other Korean action thrillers or general hit movies that you watch. They're very mellowed and simple slice of life kind of stories. I like both of them. They're very good.
Okay, I know what to watch tonight.
If you had to pick out one Lee Dong Wook character that you have loved, tell me which one.
My limited experience, I will still go with My Girl, by the way. It's a sad thing. He had a 20-year career, but I still picked the first ever one. But I think it's just because that image is so beautiful in my head. I can't go beyond My Girl. Or Grim Reaper. Grim Reaper is a good second.
Okay. Surat?
I think Tale of the Nine Tail and Grim Reaper. With my limited viewing, yes.
You girls are hardcore Lee Dong Wook fan, I have to say. Sangeeta, I know it's My Girl.
Mine, any day, My Girl, yeah. My Girl, yes. Solgong Chan, is he's just stolen my heart, that's all. You, Poonam?
I don't know. I like all three. I like My Girl, Wild Romance, and Scent of a Woman. I am not able to say which one is more or less as such, but I like them the most. The Grim Reaper is lower in my this thing because Lee Dong Wook can do intensity too well. In Grim Reaper, there were some scenes where I feel like he freezes the screen over with depression.
Yes, that's true.
And it completely reaches to me. So that one is like on my, I like him, his own self, which is happy self.
I think that Grim Reaper role was so well written where I think there are some scenes where the entire Grim Reapers are getting together in the bus and then going there drinking scenes. And then when they're actually escorting a departed soul out of this world, the first few introduction scenes, it's so well written. I thought it was such a good treatment of a complex, a complex truth like death being shown so nicely. I know it made me feel at peace with what Grim Reapers could do. So I think that could be the reason why I wouldn't mind seeing him as a Grim Reaper, but yeah.
Yeah, it was shown as a normal profession. Like it is a Grim Reaper profession. They go to work like everybody else. They meet with departed souls just like they would do their serious meetings.
And they have expenses to fill.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Then they go on team meetings and they rant out and crib like normal workers.
And they have Hube and Sunbae in the Grim Reaper world.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. There are new recruits and people are talking about the new recruits, the hot new recruits.
Batch of so-and-so. That was...
Exactly. There is a prosecutor's office and there is a Grim Reaper's office.
Totally.
They might have branches also, who knows. Do you think Lee Dong Wook chooses this character as well?
I feel like there is so much more potential in him that he could be exploring. Like, for example, Hanbin, I know he's riding his wave. Crash Landing on You is slightly different from his other works and everything. But every work of Hanbin's, you can see he has been the best at that point. Like even in Secret Garden, that body, that androgynous look and everything. And then Come Rain, Come Shine. Everything that Hanbin has done, you can see that best. No, but for Lee Dong Wook, I feel like... the actor has 120% potential, but the role has only used 90% of it.
That's another reason why I feel Tale of the Nine Tails should have had a better studio backing it.
Correct.
Because that drama had everything going for it. But I think because it didn't have the kind of budget that, say, The King Eternal Monarch had or Goblin had, it didn't reach that level. But that drama was really good in terms of whole writing performances.
Yes. Well written, executed and everything.
I think he chooses his roles well because everything is so unique and different. He doesn't repeat his roles. Even the Chebol role, which he did in My Girl and Scent of a Woman, they're worlds apart. Even the legal dramas, you take Partner and Touch Your Heart, they're very different. Even the fantasy, you talk Goblin and Tale of the Nine Tail, they're nowhere close. When he was doing Life, somebody asked him in one of the interviews, why are you doing this kind of a drama now? It came after Goblin. Goblin was such a hit. They said, why are you not signing up something more glamorous or where you are the lead? Because Life, technically, he's not the lead. Do Sang Woo is the lead. Though he has an equal footing, he's still not the lead. He said, I don't care whether I'm the lead or not, or whether I'm choosing a hit drama or not. I'm getting to work with somebody like Cho Sung-woo, who I respect a lot and I wanted to work with. And I'm getting a chance like that. And I'm playing a doctor, which I've never done before. So I'm cool with that. That is a lot of faith in yourself, your ability. An actor has to prove himself in different kind of roles and different kind of professions. After Strangers from Hell also, he keeps getting questions saying that, okay, what kind of roles are you being offered now? He says, though it's such a short drama, Strangers from Hell is only 8 episodes, I think. But he's done that psychopathic killer role apparently so well. I haven't watched it. But he keeps saying that after Strangers from Hell, I'm getting offered a lot of these psychopath roles. I've already done that. I don't want to do it. So Tale of the Nine Tails, again, such a different drama. Now again, Single in Seoul, when he was doing, they were asking him the same question. So you are doing such a light film, why? So he was saying that amidst this pandemic where everybody is so depressed, you go to a theater all the time, you're watching only thrillers, murders, noirs, all kinds of serious films. You don't get romance these days. So that is what I want to do and entertain the audiences. So that is something I feel a very refreshing thought, especially that is a lot of faith and confidence in himself as an actor and as a person to do that.
Yeah, I also think that his roles are very carefully chosen, because all of the roles, they are unique and they have this earthy, grounded quality to them, very real to his core or very real to what he would identify. I feel like these are like choices he made very consciously. All right, we are ready for your rapid fire, Sangeeta.
Eon or Grim Reaper?
Eon.
Eon, of course. I mean, that looks...
Yeah, Eon.
Yeah, me too. Eon. No doubts there. Unanimously, we have all loved Eon. Just the simple fox hair and the whole looks, right? The next one, Lee Dong-wook in bangs, or do you prefer with his hair combed back?
With the bangs, anytime.
I like it with the hair combed back because there is a promise of bangs. I don't like bangs.
Hair pulled back.
I prefer either way, but you ask me, I would prefer bangs too, because he has a long hair and free-flowing hair. I love to see that flowing over his face. So LDW in action or romance?
Romance, every time.
I'm thinking action, because the kind of action that we saw in Goblin, the famous ones, and the Tale of Ninetale, I think if you back it with the right music and the right graphics, I think action will be so much better. I think value for money than romance.
Totally. Now we know Preeti.
Action, because I have seen enough of romance, and even in The Bittersweet Life, it's not an action movie at all, but there are certain scenes when he, you know, kisses her and a lot of flamboyance. I feel like when Lee Dong-wook does action scenes, there will be a lot of flamboyance and I'm really raring to watch. So somebody please do this.
I think I'd still go with romance. I can never have enough of his romantic roles and romance, so give me romance with Lee Dong-wook any day.
No, look, I like Lee Dong-wook because of what I've seen in romance, but actually something I've not seen, and I do think he will be fantastically and fabulously flamboyant. It's a desire to see.
He says that also in Tale of the Ninetale when he was filming for that. That's what he was saying, that I really want to do some hardcore action, and I'm getting to do that in Tale of the Ninetale.
That kind of body is meant for action.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was about to say that.
We have clearly had much joy watching Lee Dong-wook, aka LDW or Wookie, as his fans love to call him, in his K-dramas and videos, especially during this pandemic. So here's a wrap to our love letter to Wookie from the hosts Sangeeta and Poonam and our guests Preeti and Surat. Our Wook Love continues. If you like this episode, do send us your feedback. Our email and voice message links are in the episode note. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Our handles are also in the episode notes. We will be back with another fun episode of Crash Landed on K-Dramas. Until then, anyo.